Nazir Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin 4-7. Since our Perek started out talking about halachas regarding a husband canceling his wife's Naziris, and then we transitioned in the last Mishnah to another scenario, which is a special halacha Moshe Mesinai, that a father could make his son, who is not yet a gadol, is a minor, into a Nazir. So we have one more halacha Moshe Mesinai over here. It's a special unique din. It has no basis in anything, in any psukim, any verses, and it has to do with the question of a son bringing korbanos from the money that his father set aside when his father was a nazir, for his naziris. So we'll see the mission side here. The mission says, Ha'ish megaleach al naziris aviv. A man can, literally megaleach means to shave on his father's naziris, but megaleach is a reference to the tiglachas hatahara, literally, again, the shaving of purity, but again, the tiglachas migaleach here refers to the entire process, and specifically the bring of those three korbanos at the conclusion of one's nazirus. Ve'en ha'isha migalachas al nazirus aviha. But a woman may not use money that her father set aside for his nazirus to use to purchase korbanos for the conclusion of her nazirus. This is true even if the woman has no siblings, meaning to say, even though if she is the rightful heir, she is the yoreshet, the one who's going to inherit from her father, that doesn't matter, because this has nothing to do with Yerusha per se. This is a special halacha l'Moshe Mesinai regarding money set aside for Naziris, and actually it's specifically money, not even korbanos. If the father had set aside animals, that wouldn't help anything. But if it's specifically money he set aside, and as the Mishnah now says, for example, that we illustrate how this works. Ketzad, how's it going to work? Mishahaya aviv nazir. If a person had a father who was a nazir, v'hifrish ma'os stumen al naziroso, and he set aside money, stumen, meaning money that was set aside for his naziroso, for his naziros, but it didn't specify which korbanos was for, v'meis, and then the father dies. V'amar, and if after the father dies, the son says, Hareini nazir, I now will be a nazir, almanas, on condition that, she'agaleach al ma'os abba, that when I have to bring my korbanos as part of my teglacha satar at the end, I will use the money my father set aside to purchase my korbanos. Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Paskin, in such a scenario, hare elu yiplu l'nadava. Rabbi Yossi says that doesn't work. There's nothing special about that. Rather, the money the father set aside, it would go to nadava, to voluntary offerings, like we saw in the previous Mishnah and the Mishnah Dalet as well, meaning the money is just used to buy generic olos for that tzibur. Ve'ein ze megaleach al naziros aviv. That scenario where the son declares his naziros after his father already died, says Rabbi Yossi, doesn't fall into the special category of this halacha l'Moshe Mesinai where the son can use the father's money. Ezuhu shemegaleach al naziros aviv, says Rabbi Yossi, what's the scenario in which the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai says that one can use his father's money at the conclusion of his naziros to buy his korbanos? That's Misha Hayahu Va'av Nazirim. It's a scenario where both he and his father were both Nazirim. V'hifrish Aviv Ma'ostumen. And the father set aside specifically money, not korbanos, and it's stumen, specifically for generic korbanos, not a specific korban. L'Naziroso, for his Naziros. V'meis. And then the father died, and the son was still alive. He was a Nazir also, and he had not set aside money. So then the son could use that money for his own korbanos. Zehu shemegaleach al naziros aviv. That's the guy who could do it. Says Rabbi Yossi, that's the end of the Mishnah. Now, two things before we conclude this parak. The first thing is, the girsah in front of us, Rabbi Yossi's opinion, is that it has to be only while the father and son were both nazir, mother both alive. That's the girsah in front of us, and that's how many Rishonim have a girsah. Note that Tosfos and the Rosh had the opposite girsah, meaning they held that if a son took on to be a nazir while his father's alive, then he has his own obligations and can't use his father's money. Those versions say the only time the son could step into use his father's money is where the kid committed to being a nazir after the father's death. Exactly the opposite of what Rabbi Yossi says in our version over here. In which case, he could use the father's money if he makes such a stipulation. As it happens, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi at all. Meaning, regardless of the girsa, whether the son committed to be a Nazir in the lifetime of his father, and they were both Nazirim at the same time, or only afterwards. If the father set aside money stumen, the son could use that money, in both those cases, to purchase the korbanos for his concluding Nazir's process, and that would be the halacha, let's call it lemaisa.